Those who can do, those who cannot do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Again to the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com. My name is Dave. With me, as always, is Master Tigress.
Master Tigress?
Yeah. Mr. Evan.
You need to watch more Kung Fu movies.
Kung Fu Panda was the only thing I could think of when I look at you.
You're saying I have a Jack Black-like quality?
No, if... Well, yeah, you do.
Okay. Yeah, I'll cop to that. That's fine.
Yeah. You're like Jack Black, but unfunny.
Oh, baby.
And that's saying something, because he's not all that funny.
He's very limited.
Yeah.
He's very narrow. I always like to talk, especially with comedians and those kind of breakout, kind of crazy comedians.
Yeah.
Where is going to be their man on the moon moment?
Where they stop being funny.
To the Jim Carrey movie,
right.
Man on the Moon. And I enjoy Jim Carrey's drama stuff much
really?
More than I do his comedies. I still haven't seen that Number 23, but that looked like crap anyway.
Yeah.
I liked Man on the Moon. I liked Eternal Sunshine.
Yeah.
I've got I Love You, Philip Morris on Netflix.
It looks interesting.
It looks funny. But it's not like Ace Ventura funny. Like, I think he can do more serious kind of funny stuff now that he's getting older.
But I dig Ewan McGregor as well. Ewan.
Yeah,
I would do it.
I'd take a run at him.
Yeah.
I'll admit that. All of these guys kind of have that moment, have that one movie that they do that is them kind of serious. Robin Williams, I think, has had four or five of them at this point.
Yeah.
And he's almost... I just finished watching World's Greatest Dad.
Okay.
Not for everyone. It's extremely dark. If you've ever wanted to see the son from Spy Kids kill himself while masturbating, that's a movie to watch.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's good. It's good, but it...
Sounds like a rental.
It's good, but it's... It's not for everyone, I would say.
Okay.
But, you know, all those comedians have that kind of moment. But Jack Black, I don't know if he can do it. I don't know if he could do a serious role.
He kind of did that in King Kong.
You see, I still haven't seen that. But from what I gather...
He wasn't funny at all. I mean, it was not...
Wasn't he playing kind of that bombastic kind of personality?
Not as bombastic as you would think it
was. Okay.
It wasn't bombastic and that you would think where he would be there for some sort of comic relief. He was there playing that role,
mm-hmm.
and he was playing it fairly straightforward.
All right.
So I get what you're saying, but we should talk about where we're at. Then
we can come back to it.
We're at Jasmine 26, just off of Eat Street, right next to the Bad Waitress, which was show like
five or six
or negative three. Niner.
I think we did do a test show there.
We did do a test show. We were there.
When George Carlin died.
Exactly.
George Carlin died.
Yeah. So it was a tough show.
An early show. It was an early show.
Yeah. So it is a Asian. We call it a fusion restaurant because it's pretty straightforward. But it is more when you think of a Vietnamese or Chinese or Asian restaurant for that matter, and mom and pop for that. It's you think of kind of going to somebody's kitchen and just having a very plain Jane dining room. This is very elegant.
Yes.
Black lacquer tables, you know, dark, kind of a dark interior, nicely lit. They've got a little bit of outdoor seating as well.
But we're right off of, what is this?
Central? Something. No idea.
I don't know.
Maybe 26th?
Might be 26th. 26th. That would make sense. But
it's Nicollet 26th.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Anyway, but it's a busy area,
right?
Traffic wise, which is why we're not outside. Even though I think it's a gorgeous night out.
It is a gorgeous night out, and those nights are fleeting.
I know.
There's not much left.
Well, at least you don't live with a former resident of the ice realm.
The ice realm?
Yes. Who is only truly
that mean about it?
Who is only truly comfortable when you can store meat in the bedroom?
See, I like it cold.
I can't.
I'm at my air conditioning has been on almost constantly.
I don't mind it cool.
And once it flips, I will. Once I get that first snow, the windows go open. Yeah, I'm that guy.
Yeah, see, I can't do that.
Just crack the window just
I can't do that. It has everything to do with the fact that I don't like wearing a lot of clothes at home. And I'm not talking like a nudist or anything like that, but
that's what you're saying.
I will wear it. I'm trying to keep people from vomiting.
If they've gotten to show 170 something,
yeah, that's true.
And they haven't thrown up yet.
Yeah, if they got through last week's show, I was talking in great detail about my foot.
Exactly.
But no, I'm like I'm the kind of guy I'm t-shirt year round.
Yeah.
Well, I don't so like any. I don't like anything below my elbows.
I very rarely don't have my sleeves rolled up.
And I will wear shorts. If I'm not leaving the house, it's shorts.
Right. This is
pajama pants.
I like this weather, especially come November, where it's shorts and sweatshirt weather, which you've gone over many, many times.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's comfy fat man weather.
It is. It is indeed. Yeah. Now it's warmed up. Like this last few days before today,
it was.
I mean, it got down to like the 30s on Thursday. Like it was. It was pretty nipply.
There was snow possible.
There was snow. Yes, I think there was actually snow north, if I remember.
Frost.
Right.
Pretty heavy frost.
Frost, snow, whatever. Who cares?
We got our drinks already.
We did.
What did you get?
I got something called the Purple Dragon, which if you want to craft a cocktail that I will gravitate toward.
Right.
You put dragon in the name.
Yeah.
And some sort of color. And I'm normally there. I'm a big fan of the El Dragon at Red Stag.
Yeah.
What this is, it's and the ingredients alone are worthy of note for me. Anyway, because I am secretly a 19-year-old girl.
Or mixed with a salty old pirate.
Yes. So it's pineapple rum, grape liqueur, and lime.
And it's just a hint of that grape liqueur, so it has. You know, when you've been the goddess of girly drinks.
Yes.
This
is a very sophisticated girly drink.
Yeah, I mean,
this is one of the higher level sororities.
It's a purple hue, but it's not like that deep.
Yeah.
Crushed grape soda. Purple.
If I can compare it to sodas, you take your orange crush, and that's what a lot of these drinks are doing.
Right.
You know, I should say grape crush in this case. This is closer to like a Goose Island Concord grape, where it's a little lighter color, a little more sophisticated.
Here's Egg Rolls for you.
Excellent.
Thank you. You're
welcome.
Thank you.
And the Egg Rolls have arrived, and they smell fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do.
Waft that shit.
I got the where'd it go? The Ginger Fizz, which is ginger-infused vodka with a spicy, sweet ginger ale that they make in-house. You already made a mess. Not even one bite in.
Those egg rolls are booby-trapped with hot grease. Holy crap.
You okay?
No, they're fine. It's just I have hot grease dribbling down my hand, and it was a little disconcerting.
You've had worse dribbling down your hand.
Today, even.
Uh-huh. It was a rough day at work.
It was indeed. Now, I will say, I will give the egg rolls a little bit of detriment just because they are fairly greasy. But luckily, that doesn't come across in the skin itself. Yeah. Like it's a very crispy skin, and I give them and it's very flavorful. Like I enjoy. It's not overwhelmed. It's not like a Red Dragon, where you know it's not
really
like
edible.
It's not like microwave. You know, I mean, these are clearly fresh made.
Right.
But it's just something. I know some people that are a little worried about grease or mess, and these would definitely qualify as something to at least watch out for.
Vietnamese egg rolls are simply one of my favorite foods in the entire world.
Now, what determines... What's the difference between like a Chinese egg roll?
This is gonna be you're gonna have pork and celery noodle and carrot, and a little bit of, depending on who's making it, you might have a little bit of dried shiitake mushroom in there as well.
Okay. How is that different than a Chinese?
Well, hold on.
Oh yeah, sorry. I'm so excited.
He also uses a thinner wrapper. Typically, it's a lumpia wrapper, which is a gelatin-based wrapper, as opposed to a, you'll also see a much finer chop on all the ingredients, as opposed to a Chinese wrapper, or Chinese egg roll, which is going to be very, just pick it up.
Looks
right
to
me
like the egg rolls are working out, channel.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Thank you. Which is going to be a thicker wrapper, a dense skin. It's going to be cabbage heavy, and you're typically going to see chicken in there. Chicken or vegetable. But very cabbage heavy, basically like coleslaw, in a wrapper.
Deep fried coleslaw. Yeah. Now, do you know what this dipping sauce is?
Mm-hmm. It's a fish sauce.
Okay.
Which, the way most fish sauce recipes are, actually a fish sauce.
Is it fresh squeezed?
No. But you do have a little bit of lime juice in there. You have a dried red pepper, a little bit of carrot, and just a couple tablespoons of water.
Okay. Well, I destroyed my half.
Do you even breathe?
I'm weirdly hungry today. Which makes no sense given what I've had to eat today.
Do I have to put up a little bit of a shield?
You might, because they're very good.
I'm a little scared.
I'm tempted to get another order, honestly.
Well, let's wait until we get the food.
I know. But
they are good.
They are good?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Is that what you're saying through the mouth?
Mm-hmm.
The mouthful of the food?
They are very good. You know, it's really hard to go bad. I don't think I've ever had a Vietnamese egg roll that I didn't love.
Mm-hmm.
One of the better Vietnamese egg rolls is actually down in Burnsville.
Oh, okay.
A place called Cameron Bay.
Okay.
Burnsville's in the southeast metro, kind of where I live now. And it's a little mom and pop shop. And they do really, really good Vietnamese food. But their egg rolls are just...
outstanding.
Yeah.
Now, for uncultured people like myself, mm-hmm. explain the difference between just straight up Chinese cooking versus Vietnamese in terms. I mean, I think you're going to see more pork, as you'd said.
Yes and no.
Because you are, I'm very stupid when it comes to especially Asian cooking.
Well, I grew up with it.
Yeah. I consider you the expert.
I grew up with it, not saying it like it's a bad thing, but my mom was and we've gone over this when she was on the show.
Yeah.
Is that in college, my mom's roommates were Vietnamese exchange students. And so she learned about all these different types of Asian cuisine from her. And so I grew up with it at a very young age. I needed to take a drink, sorry.
Sure. And that was, I think actually with your mom or at your house, that was one of my first experiences mm-hmm. to Asian food that wasn't, Lian Chin.
Right. And so she would make close to traditional, hot pots, stir fries, and not like the normal Chongqing, chow mein.
I always hated chow mein.
I hate chow mein. I hate chow mein. But would make a traditional Vietnamese egg roll that she got a recipe from her former roommates. I mean, it's...
No, she's still in contact with them?
Yeah, a couple of them. But not like they get together and see each other all the time, but they send Christmas cards still.
Oh.
That type of deal.
Precious.
Uh-huh. To me, what you get in terms of Chinese food, especially around here, is still very Americanized because you're serving the palate. Mm-hmm. You're serving the you gotta tailor make the cuisine for who you're serving. I think, you know, being down here on Eat Street, you have stuff that is a bit more.
Entree is very soon, gentlemen.
Excellent. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Very good.
Oh, thank you. You've both been in here before, am I right?
No.
This is your first time in?
Yep.
First time in. Wow.
I like to hope the drinks are working out.
Very good.
Good, good, good.
Very good.
So it's tough to find pure Cantonese or Chinese cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Or Cantonese or Szechuan cooking. To me, you know, there's a couple places in town that still do that style, but they've become so Americanized that it's hard to really. They're still going to have chow mein on the menu. Mm-hmm. They're still going to have fried rice on the menu because you have to have it on the menu.
Yeah.
You have to have it to survive.
Yeah.
I think with Vietnamese, I think they're much more cooking towards the region, you know, so you're seeing a lot of lemongrass, you're seeing a lot of Thai basil, you know.
Holy crap.
Oh, jeez. Lemongrass, shrimp, here's shake and beef, and I'll be right back, gentlemen.
Thank you.
That was a lot more food than I was expecting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn.
Well.
Your bowl could be used as a hubcap on a late model Honda.
I was gonna go with it. Probably we could actually throw it on the.
You could probably throw it on the Mazda.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Wow. We could definitely get a spread.
Yes, we did.
Wow. Which I was a little worried about because the plate.
So this is your first time in. These are spices that are on request, but since you've never been in here,
sure.
You can request them. Right? All right. Poisoned, yes. Yeah, sweet, licorice, spicy, but not hot. Not hot at all. This one's hot, that one's even hotter. Chili paste. Enjoy.
All right, thank you. I did not realize that hoisin was licorice based.
Licorice flavor.
Licorice flavor, okay.
Because I love hoisin.
So.
What did you get?
You know me, I'm big into the names.
Yeah, you are.
So I'm actually getting something that was just called the shaken beef. Which is probably the simplest recipe or simplest combination of foods on here. It's just a basic beef, cubed beef, stir fried with some lemongrass and some onions, and then the beef is very simply seasoned. It's just a straight like salt and black pepper. Also comes with a watercress. I think it's watercress, it's along with carrots and sprouts, kind of salad. Some slices of tomato, you got the white rice, and some cucumbers as well. It's, again, quite the spread, and what I was going to say was I was a little worried because, I mean, this place, I would say, I think it's safe to say, I mean, given where we are, like we're right next to Bad Waitress, we're across the street from Little Tijuana, which we just realized is remodeling, which strikes me as just wrong. Like, Little Tijuana should be one of those places that's kind
never
of grandfathered
remodel.
In.
Yeah. Never remodel.
Unless there's, like, some sort of health concerns, which, again, is Little Tijuana, so, I mean, you just kind of expect that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you don't go there for the hot cuisine. Which, have we ever done a show from there?
No.
Oh, maybe we'll have to do that when they reopen.
Yeah.
And give her I'm a veteran. I'm a veteran of Little T's, so.
I've been there since college.
Wow. But we're right by Black Forest, and we're down the street. We've got Christos nearby. We've got Peninsula, which is similar Asian, but it's more of a Malaysian cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Harry Sings just down the way. I mean, there's a lot of great restaurants in here, but this is, I always considered this place like the fanciest, I guess.
Okay.
Or at least the most most elegant. At least in terms of decor and stuff like that.
And I would agree with you.
So I was a little worried that, you know, the prices for the entrees, we're talking 12, mine was 15.
Well, mine was 15 too.
Yeah. So I was worried that we were going to get, you know, tiny plates. That has not happened.
No. It's game on.
It is definitely game on. This beef is excellent.
I got the lemongrass noodle salad with shrimp. It's very, very good. Extremely flavorful, a lot of noodles, huge portion, very, very fresh, extremely tasty.
Fantastic.
Uh-huh.
I got a little bit of the watercress salad. And in its way, it's pretty refreshing.
Yeah.
There's a bitterness to it.
There is
probably from the watercress, yeah. Obviously, but
this is damn good.
I think it works. I think it works. I'm gonna try some of this poison sauce.
You're not gonna try the middle one?
No, because I'm a wuss. A little bit on the rice there.
It's extremely fresh.
Thick poison sauce, Jesus.
It's probably homemade.
It probably is.
Mine is messy.
That is a good sauce.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. That is a very strong licorice flavor. Much more than I've had with like a store-bought hoisin. It's very good though. Oh man, I'm excited for this.
I'm digging the crap out of this.
So you presented an interesting dilemma before we started the show.
Okay.
You are. I think the technical term is besotten.
Besieged.
With frequent flyer miles. And
I don't want it.
No?
No.
Well, you see, here's what I was thinking.
Okay.
You are a man in need of a trip.
Okay.
You haven't traveled in God knows how long.
Vacation.
You need a vacation. But you were thinking to yourself, where the hell am I going to go?
Where the hell would I go?
Where the hell would you go? You know, we've talked about your trip to Boston.
Right.
And I'm going down in a little over a month. I'm going down to New Orleans. For the first time ever, which I'm excited for.
Hopefully you come back.
Hopefully I come back. And I guess what I wanted to do is I wanted to put it to our listeners, because we have some fairly well-traveled listeners.
Okay.
Let's see if they have any good suggestions for you for just a weekend away.
Okay.
I just wanted to bring that up, because I know we have some, like I said, some very well-traveled people.
Well,
and they know your tastes.
Right. It's an idea.
I just wanted to put that out there while I was thinking of it.
See, I'm jealous and both angry at you for going to New Orleans without me. Because there's so many good places down there.
I think Heather would yell at me if I took you on the honeymoon.
I agree. And it would be awkward. At least until we got to the honeymoon suite. That was on, like,
yeah.
Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
But you're going to New Orleans, and I feel like I need to tell you where to go to eat. You know, preemptive strike. You know, try this place out before I get to it.
Mm-hmm.
At least make me a little bit jealous.
Yeah.
But I don't think you're going to go any of the places that I would suggest.
Like what?
Gentlemen, their taste of your liking, I think. Huh?
There you go. Absolutely. Right.
Like what?
Like the Acme Oyster House.
No, I can honestly say we will not go to that place. In fact,
you're not going to consume one oyster while you're down there.
I'm going to make an effort not to have a single bit of seafood, period.
Really?
Just to spite you.
Why?
Because I enjoy spiting you.
You're just punishing yourself at that point.
We're just going to have McDonald's every day.
You're stupid.
Maybe Burger King, if I'm feeling fancy.
Well, they do have that California Whopper now, so.
And that is good.
I have not partaken.
I mean, it's not great. And I do enjoy the Burger King commercials. Where they try to pass it off like super high quality guacamole. Like, look at their fresh ingredients.
Never looks like that when they get.
Oh,
You got like the inner piece of the iceberg lettuce.
Exactly.
Head, you know.
But no, my soon-to-be sister-in-law, she goes down there probably once a year.
She's a big booze hound?
Yeah. Is she? And she would laugh at that, but yes. But she as soon as she found out that we were going down to New Orleans, she sent this like 4-page email of, here's all the places you got to try, here's the hotels you need to stay at. I'm like, we're only gonna be down there like 3 days, and you sent us like 40 places to eat.
Now, do you have like a main meal, like a nice meal that you're going out for? Really?
We have planned nothing.
Okay.
We don't even have a hotel yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
We should really get on, I suppose.
I'm going to say yes.
But luckily we're traveling and not a huge traveling time.
Wow.
But
you're not going to have like a shrimp po' boy or anything like down there?
No. Just to spite you.
Some etouffee, some andouille sausage?
Mm-mm.
You're not gonna say no to this. You can't eat. You can't, because I know you, and I know your weakness. There's no way.
I think you underestimate how far I'm willing to go just to spite you.
I don't think you're willing to pass this up. There's no way you don't go down there and not have a beignet. It's a donut. Not only that, it's like world class donut. It is.
I have had
the donut of all donuts, but in New Orleans.
I am telling you.
Don't say it.
I may make a hot dish and bring it with me on the plane.
Cream mushroom all the way.
Hell yeah! Cream of mushroom, some hamburger, and some egg noodles. You just get like a pound and a half for each.
Some corn for color.
No. No.
Just put in a big Tupperware. Class it up too much?
Put in a big Tupperware, stow it with the luggage. That's all I'll eat the whole 3 days we're down there.
Your disappointment.
I might bring some Zataran. How about that?
Some emerald seasoning on top.
Yeah, some emerald seasoning. I think that's what I'll do.
And you're hurting my feelings.
Do they have In-N-Out in New Orleans?
They probably do. I wouldn't feel bad.
Because all joking aside, I will hit up In-N-Out whenever I can.
That's part of. I love traveling to other places like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing else for the weird ass fast food. Like, you can't get up here. And it's like down south,
It's becoming less and less of a big deal now because it's changing, getting bigger and bigger.
Right. But for a while it was Sonic. Now that you can't throw a stick without hitting a Sonic here.
Not one downtown, though.
It's kind of hard to do a drive in downtown.
True.
But I'm trying to think of.
But I've seen what people eat downtown, especially at lunchtime. You do a stand-up? You do like a stand-up Sonic?
That would work.
In the Skyway?
I agree, that would work.
When you have seen the lines for dollar tacos at Taco John's in the Skyways, you realize that people don't care. So.
I love me some Taco John's. I wouldn't say I wouldn't be the one in line there, too.
But I'm totally with you in terms of traveling and checking out, local restaurants. Like, when you go
regional chains.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, if I go to like New York or something like that, or LA or one of the big food towns, I'm almost more interested to try things like Carl's Jr.
Mm-hmm.
than I am the one on a planet restaurants in that area.
Church's fried chicken.
I know that's weird. Yeah, Church's.
Like, well, I went there when I was in Florida.
I think we talked about that.
It was sketchy as all hell.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, I'm right there with you. What else am I going to try it? obviously they have some sort of reputation because they have their chain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of anything else. In-N-Out is an excellent example, and I would actually feel proud if you popped our In-N-Out here.
I love In-N-Out so much.
Have you've been to one?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, when I was out in San Francisco a couple years ago.
Oh, that's right.
Had some, and then when we were out in Vegas last year.
Okay.
We did In-N-Out, and that was pretty exciting. I gotta say.
I feel like that should be something the two of us should experience together.
An In-N-Out? Have you ever been to an In-N-Out? Oh my god.
Never been to an In-N-Out. I know all about it. Just never had a chance to go.
You know, and it's chains like that, and I thought the same thing with like Smashburger.
Five Guys.
They should not. There's no reason that wouldn't work anywhere.
Oh, really?
Like, there's nothing regional. Like, the Church's Fried Chicken, and to a lesser degree, Popeyes and Chick-fil-A and stuff like that. They're a little more regional because it's just not that big of a deal.
Right.
You know? Burgers are universal.
Right.
You know, so it's like, I don't care where you are, a Five Guys should work.
I agree. God, I love Five Guys. I like Five Guys on an unhealthy, like, Chipotle type level.
I think I've only been to Five Guys once.
I can walk to it from my office.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. There's not one in the metro area, in like the actual Minneapolis.
Oh my god,
proper.
There's no way they could put one in the Skyway. No way. It's the one they dine is so busy.
Mm-hmm.
It's nuts. You have to basically plan your day around it. But it's worth it.
I am a fan of Smashburger.
See?
No, I make no statements of quality. Like, it's not good.
But it's not... Yeah, that's the thing. It's not good. It would be one thing if there was something on the menu that I absolutely... You know, I liked quite a bit. Mm-hmm. That would get me to return there. But mm-hmm. nothing I've ever had there has been... Like, enough to get me back.
The Twin Cities burger for me is important physically.
Yeah. Do you die if you don't get one every once in a while? Or?
Well, it's kind of a double-edged sword because I die if I don't get one, but if I keep having them, I will die. Because it's like three kinds of cheese and caramelized onions on a burger.
Yeah.
Like, I'm breathing heavy just thinking of it.
Your face is flushed.
Yeah. So it's... But it's not good. It's not high quality at all.
See, that's the thing with Five Guys. It's high quality.
Mm-hmm.
And you can taste that high quality. I never... And not to get graphic with it, but I never feel sick like I have to poop my pants afterwards. You know, like I usually have to do with any sort of fast food.
Mm-hmm.
You like a couple more other drinks, or you're good for
that? I'm good, but that was awesome.
Oh, good stuff.
It's because I think it is close to what you can get at home. You know, I can't make a burger that well. I mean, I could try, but there's just something about something like that that's just cooked. It's that seasoning on that grill.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a hand that has done it hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times.
The one kind of regional chain that I absolutely have to try at some point is the Heart Attack Grill.
Is that the one with the scantily clad woman?
Dressed as nurses, yes. It's like Hooters with worse food. But there's just something horribly amazing about like a 5,000 calorie burger.
See, when it gets to that point, I'm not interested anymore. You peaked and then you lost my interest. I would rather have a burger that's just done really good, you know, with fresh toppings and a good assortment of toppings, than something that's just pure filth.
I'm not saying I would make a habit of it, but
not even a habit.
There's some things that you do just to say you did.
Sense of accomplishment?
It is. It's an accomplishment.
A badge of honor?
It is. You know, and I say this as a winner of the Meter Wiener Challenge.
Yeah.
And I'm saying this to a loser of said challenge.
Dude, everyone's a winner when you try it.
No.
Everyone's a winner.
No.
In my defense,
well, there's winner and then there's winners.
In my defense, I did polish up more of the boot than you did.
That may or may not be.
And to me, that's a bigger accomplishment. Somebody had to hold that beer up and keep drinking it while you were finishing that. It was a team effort, damn it.
I'm not saying it wasn't.
You couldn't have done it without me.
I'm not saying it wasn't, but I got the certificate and you don't.
Every prize fighter has had a good corner man, a good cut man.
Speaking of that, I follow boxing.
Okay.
Once every year and a half or so. It's very, very.
It's a dying sport, is what it is.
Should I clear the plates up for you?
Yes.
All right. You like a little mango sticky rice for dessert, or?
I'm good.
I'm good.
Oh, okay.
I'm stuffed.
All right. Settle things up for you.
Thank you.
Very well. Thank you.
I was intrigued by this whole story about the
Mayweather Ortiz.
Yeah. I was gonna say Lopez, but that's the UFC. There's UFC mixing in there.
There's no Lopez.
Isn't there a Lopez?
No.
I guarantee you that somewhere in UFC there's a Lopez.
No, I'm pretty much watching it religiously. I don't know of any fighter name. There's a couple. There's an Ortiz, the Tito Ortiz.
No, it's not Tito. Well, anyway, so the Mayweather versus the other guy.
Okay.
And, you know, there's the whole shenanigans with the thing, you know, the headbutt and all that shit. Don't care.
Right.
I really don't. And Mayweather, you know, may or may not have the cheap shot, whatever.
Right.
Again, do not care.
Right.
What intrigues me about that whole situation...
The old guy afterwards?
...was people talking about this. I distinctly remember someone saying this... That basically, like, you know, Mayweather may be undefeated. He might have won that, technically, but he lost it, or he won it without class, and that could have been one of the greats, but he's just too much of a douche. And to me, as a casual observer of boxing, I've seen Mayweather fight. I've seen him do the before and after rank thing. The guy's been a douchebag since day one.
Yeah. This is nothing new.
Your middle name isn't money if you're a
right.
good guy.
Exactly.
Okay, so where were all these people the rest of the time?
Right.
Like, he may be the best boxer ever, but he's still a douche lord.
Right.
Okay. I don't understand that. I don't understand this side of... Who was the last honorable athlete of any sport? Honorable athlete that did really well.
Through and through?
The closest I can think was, like, Jim Tomey.
He's a good guy. Yeah.
He's a good guy. He's a rarity.
And but champion worthy? I mean, he's never won a World Series.
He's over 600 home runs.
Yeah. Yeah,
and honestly, I don't care if a certain player, because with team sports, you could have the best player in the history of humanity and still not win the championship if the rest of your team, you know, is the Bad News Bears.
Right.
So, I don't care about that.
I get what you're saying. I think if you're talking individual sports, it's very, very rare. I think you, especially in boxing, maybe Ali, but even he wasn't that great of a guy.
No, he made up for it because he was funny.
Right. Foreman?
I think Foreman has mellowed with age.
Yeah, and I think
and concussions.
Right. Well, yeah. I think, you know, I hate to point it to in this direction, but I think because of the purses have gotten so big in boxing that they have the boxers very, very quickly lose touch with humanity, you know, in terms of, you know, being one of the people.
Yeah.
I think in terms, like, athletes nowadays, I think UFC is a great way to look at it because the purses aren't huge yet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're big. I mean,
yeah, but there's still a lot of douchebags in UFC.
But there are, I mean, take for instance the guy fighting this weekend. I told you about the, well, fighting this coming weekend, but I told you about last weekend.
Yeah,
by the name of, his name is John Jones.
Okay, yeah.
He's a young dude. He's about 25.
Yeah.
He's doing things the right way. The day before...
Convenience gentleman.
Thank you. The day before he won the championship,
mm-hmm.
he actually stopped a robber on the street. this guy stole this woman's purse, and he did a little move on him and got her purse back the day before. But you got a lot of guys that are giving back, especially because since they're doing...
This is all set for me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Because they're doing much more global outreach, so they're doing shows in Japan. Mm-hmm. And just a show in Brazil. And those fighters that are going down to Brazil are involved in the community, so they're doing outreach programs while they're there. Same thing whenever they're traveling to, you know, but last weekend there was a fight in New Orleans, so they did a little bit of outreach there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that as long as the organization as a whole can contribute, you know, can make it a precedent to contribute and still has a monopoly on the market as opposed to boxing, which has 15 different, you know,
associations,
yeah,
or WBO, leagues, or whatever.
WBC, yeah. WIF,
WNBA.
WNBA. You know, when you think about mixed martial arts, you only have one. You have the UFC, and you have smaller promotions, but eventually that's where you want to make it to.
Yeah.
And
there's only one place to go.
Exactly. And to be that type of fighter, you know, you got to play by their rules, and one of their mandates is, you know,
you got to be a good guy.
You got to be a good guy. You know, they're not hiring douchebags.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of the guys aren't great guys. I mean, Brock Lesnar's a douche. He's a great fighter, but he also knows how to play the game.
Yeah.
I mean, he's willing to do the outreach things that he needs to do.
Yeah.
So they can keep expanding the brand, and then they can get to those bigger paydays.
Yeah.
It's all scratch my back here, scratch yours.
Yeah.
Have a great night. Thanks.
You
again.
Too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So as I sign the check, what is your verdict?
My verdict was this was awesome. I was extremely... Whoop, a little belch.
You all right?
Yep, I'm good. I was extremely pleased with my food. The pork egg rolls were good. I will agree with you. They were a little bit greasy, but not to the point where were unedible. My meal, the lemongrass noodle salad with shrimp,
mm-hmm.
was awesome. Shrimp were perfectly done, just a little bit of char on them, and they were big shrimp, so they weren't
those. Yeah, those
good size,
yeah,
and there were a lot of them.
It was impressive.
Yeah, portion size was huge, and my drink was, I would have about 8 or 9 more of those.
If you didn't have to drive
home. If I didn't have to drive home, because there you could not taste any alcohol in there.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat with my drink. It was extremely refreshing, like, which, you know, I will give places like this the benefit of they tend to be, I think of places like this, and I think of places like Ginger Hop,
mm-hmm.
In Northeast, which is a similar kind of cuisine. It's a little more Indian, and
I think you have much more fusion in that. This is much more traditional,
but you know, their drinks are very much, we're going to give you some heavy stuff and some strong flavors, so we're going to give you some very light and crisp drinks,
mm-hmm.
and
a wide variety too.
And a wide variety, and my drink was fantastic. Like I enjoyed it more than I probably should have.
Right.
And it wasn't, and it was sweet and that nice kind of coolness to it, without being really sugary, which I do enjoy, but it's also nice to see a drink that can be that kind of light, and still very sweet.
Right.
So, thumbs up on the drinks. My entree was fantastic.
You demolished that.
That was cool. The thing with my thing, like I said, very simple, just a straight, you know, very very easy, very lightly seasoned beef, just some salt and black pepper, cooked perfectly, with some sauteed onions and lemongrass, and he had the watercress salad and the white rice, and it was a momentum meal.
Just kept building?
In the sense that you had some and you found yourself just eating faster and faster and right. faster and faster as you're going.
I was surprised at the size of my meal, how much quicker I ate mine than yours.
Yeah.
So.
It was just like, I must keep consuming this.
I gotta keep forking this stuff in.
Exactly. And there, I can't think of a better kind of endorsement of a dish or a place than that. It's mm-hmm. you feel a need to keep eating things. Mm-hmm.
I'm
not even that full. Like, I'm probably a square foot of food.
I'm full, but I'm not stuffed.
Yeah, I mean,
I think is indicative.
I could just go have a guacamole Whopper right now if I really wanted to.
Really?
I could.
You think so?
I'm not sure I would, but I could.
Fuck, you know?
I am a fat fuck. but I gotta say, having lived in this area for a few years, having been a very regular person to a bad waitress, this place always kind of freaked me out because it was it's Southeast Asian food, which I'm always kind of leery about. I have to be very
security cat.
There's a lot of flavors that Southeast Asian food uses that I'm not a big fan of.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of spice.
You gotta know what you're walking into.
Exactly. And that combined with the fact that it looked very very classy.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little scared to go here. Like, I never would have felt comfortable here.
Mm-hmm.
Having gone here now, I feel like I've really missed some opportunities.
Right.
I really want to find reasons to keep coming back here.
Mm-hmm. You have Huang down the street.
Yes.
Just down the street, which is much more your noodle house type.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is more comfortable. This is more accessible.
Yeah.
To the gringo.
So thank you very much again.
Thank you.
Come back and see you soon.
Yes, awesome. Very much. I only know the Chinese version of gringo, which is guailo. Although I think that might be just
round
like
eye.
Round eye.
Round
yeah.
eye.
Thanks.
Half squat.
Half squat?
No.
What? What the hell does that even mean?
Nothing.
What's wrong with you?
I'm tired.
You should be. Before we go, I do want to remind people that we have a newsletter. The Famous Gangsters newsletter, Pants Digest, comes out every Monday/Tuesday, depending on how busy I am at work that day.
Tuesday?
It's been Tuesdays the last couple of weeks, but I managed to find
it. You might as well just call it Tuesday.
No, because I promised people it's supposed to be out Monday, but regardless, you can go to the website, famousmissgangsters.com, and sign up for it. You get show synopses. You also get clues on events and things like that we're going to be partaking in. Synopsises.
I read that book.
I would say, I think we all got that for graduation.
I think we did.
Yeah. I would say there we've got a special coming shortly. So if you're looking, I would say now is a perfect. All I can say right now is that now would be a perfect time.
We're doing a marathon
to subscribe to the newsletter.
We're doing a marathon show.
Not that I'm aware of. No, okay. No, it's nothing to do with this show. It's a network wide kind of thing.
We're doing a network marathon.
No, like a telethon.
Yeah.
Well,
raise money for
MS fired Jerry Lewis. Or was it MS that was Jerry Lewis?
You think we can
get him? I think he probably works cheap now. So I think we just give him some rye whiskey and he's down. So
that was Martin, not Lewis.
I think Martin was
making up for both of them.
Yeah, exactly. But Martin's been dead a while, and someone's got to make up that tally.
That's a good point.
Just saying. Subscribe to the newsletter, and again, you can do that at famousmissgangsters.com. We do want to thank our sponsors, hopchart.com, and all of our friends over there for all of your beer cataloging needs. We also want to remind you that we are on the Twitter.com/WellFedGuideFPG, excuse me, and Facebook at Facebook.com/WellFedGuideToLife. As well as Foursquare.com/WellFedGuideToLife as well. Follow us, do all that stuff that we know you kids like doing and such.
We're hip with your lingo.
We are. And as always, we take recommendations and comments and all that stuff at wallfed@fancymansgangsters.com as well. So on behalf of my good friend Dave, I want to thank you again for listening, and hopefully we'll see you guys next week.